It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy this episode of the podcast, or if you enjoy the podcast generally, have you subscribed yet? Please hit subscribe or follow or click on the little bell icon on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. A huge percentage of our listeners listen to us on Apple Podcasts. But please hit subscribe or follow and make sure you enable notifications, because that way every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons or on a Saturday at about lunchtime, when we upload the episode, you'll get a notification on your phone to say new episode of Opinions Matter is available right now, and then you just click onto it and away you go. Okay, so if you enable notifications and subscribe or follow to our podcast, you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode.
You say a lot of people listen to us on Apple Podcast.
On Apple Podcasts, yeah.
What? I don't think so.
No, they do. 22% of our listeners are on Apple Podcasts.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
Well, how come the number one podcast is 9/11, an inside story?
Jeez, a bit 25 years late. Yeah. Anyway, good afternoon and welcome.
Don't listen to that podcast.
Good afternoon. Yeah, where this story is today.
It's up to date.
It is up to date. Yeah. What do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, is to bring forward plans to Cabinet this week for an overhaul of Ireland's naturalisation system. This is the system that grants you Irish citizenship. So it will include a stipulation that people seeking Irish citizenship will now have to be resident in the country for 8 years instead of the current 5. And that is causing a bit of annoyance to people who want to become Irish citizens. Now, aspiring citizens will also have to undertake a language test to prove that they can speak Irish or English,
I was saying this to someone earlier who was saying this on our Facebook page. That's bullshit. I mean, the majority of people that listen to our podcast and comment on our Facebook page can barely string an English sentence together.
Okay,
why do you need to speak Irish? Well, it's a grasp.
Well, you need to be able to speak English.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a million percent.
I said Irish or English.
Oh, sorry, it's Irish. Yeah, yeah. I was on the phone to somebody who answers the phone for a very well-known Irish company the other day, Virgin Media.
Yeah.
First of all, it's an error to get through the automated thing, to actually talk to a human. Anyway, after an error on Virgin Media, I finally got to talk to a human being, and I was all geared up, and I had a specific set of questions that I wanted to ask about a problem we're having in the house, and I had to hang up the phone because his English was... No, I don't know. Are they based in Ireland?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't actually know.
No, if you are living and working here, which I hope you are, because if you're not working here, you shouldn't be living here. But if you're living and working, you should have a very good command of the English language.
Okay, there's a couple of issues here, though. Obviously, the English thing, I think most people think that's reasonable.
Yeah, in fact, what's his name? Puska. How many years was he living here?
Yeah, a long time.
Puska came here in 2013.
I don't know why you're using him as an example, because he wasn't an Irish citizen.
No, but he was here 13 years and he...
Didn't speak a word of English.
Didn't speak a word. Like, I just don't get that.
Yeah. Anyway, to become a citizen, you would have to have a command of the English language Irish language, if you prefer, although I'm sure most wouldn't have a command of the Irish language. And they also have to prove that they are economically self-sufficient.
Agree with that.
But where there's a bit of an issue here is if you are somebody who... is living here for 7 or 8 years and you had 6 months maternity leave, let's say, that means you were on social welfare for 6 months. That'll be a black mark against you for your citizenship. So that's a problem for some people. Anyway, the minister said that the number of immigrants who've become Irish citizens has increased significantly in recent years. 25,000 new citizens were given citizenship last year alone. It's a lot of people, 25,000. So what the minister is trying to do is to extend the time you have to be living in Ireland before you can even be considered. But let me play. We've been contacted by a number of foreign nationals living in Ireland who don't agree with what the minister is planning to do.
particularly where it comes to the length of time that you to be here before you can apply. And it's currently 5 years. It's going to be extended to 8 years. I don't really understand the rationale behind that.
I don't get it either.
Maybe it's to prove your commitment to the country, that you don't plan going anywhere.
Now, by the way, when we're talking about these people, generally people who become Irish citizens, we're not talking about, as some people call them, the invaders, the bold people, the people coming in illegally. We're talking about people, and wait till you hear this, listen very carefully to this woman. This woman came here legally, mm-hmm. not illegally, came here legally, not as an asylum seeker refugee. She's built a life here. She has a husband here. She is pregnant at the moment. She has a mortgage. She has a very well to do job, paying good wages, so she's paying good taxes. And the problem I have when you hear her story is, 8 years before you get your citizenship, you're in limbo. You're always afraid, I assume, that you can be kicked back out, aren't you? So how can you build a life? How can you have kids here? How can you put kids into schools? How can you do all that sort of stuff when you're completely in limbo?
Let's have a listen to this lady's message.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I was hoping that you would be able to discuss during the show the citizenship changes, the rules that have gone to Cabinet for a proposed legislative change. I'm from New Zealand. I'm 29. I'm married to an Irish man. We bought a house here about 2 years ago. I've been in the country for 3 years. Also pregnant, 6 months pregnant with our child. I work full-time as a solicitor here, and my job is basically helping people stay in their homes when they're at risk of repossession from the banks, particularly vulture funds. Because I'm from a non-EU country, I have to apply for a visa every year, although nothing's guaranteed, but it generally is granted. Given I've been here 3 years, I actually applied for citizenship recently, so I'm really hoping that this new legislation doesn't come in retrospectively to people who have already applied. And I understand the policy will include the reliance on social welfare may exclude you from becoming a citizen, and I do wonder with my child for the maternity benefit and the child benefit, like that would technically be classed as social welfare, but also you're right as a working mother residing here legally to claim, so I wonder whether that would affect my application and others as well. It seems to be more politically motivated, as in the government's trying to seem like it's cracking down on immigration, but in reality it's just making it harder for people who have come here legally, legitimately, bought a house, built a life, contributing, paying their taxes to obtain citizenship. So it'd be interesting to hear everyone's opinions on this. Thanks very much.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.
Svetlana, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, thanks, Svetlana.
Oh, good, how are you?
Good, yeah. Now, you've heard the message that we played from a lady that we're calling Annie. What's your view on what the government has announced about extending the amount of time it'll take before you can apply for citizenship?
True, I think it's okay. Like, the system essentially works. There's no need for them to really be worried. Because, like, as I explained in the comment there on the post, so first you get here and you get your work visa, right? After that, when that expires, you need to get your what's it called, the residency permit, which lasts 10 years. And in those 10 years, depending on how long you have been here, so now at the moment 5, but in the future, if they change, it's going to be 8 years. There's 2 years of gap where you have space to collect your documentation and everything and then apply for that. So I don't think that the change will be that massive. There's okay, plenty of time to organize everything.
The argument is that it's another 3 years of uncertainty. And yes, you apply for your work permit. You have to apply for it every year. But there is always that doubt in the back of your mind.
Yeah, but if you're doing everything right, you shouldn't really be uncertain. So as long as you're applying for everything in time and you have all the documentation needed, which you would if you're working and you're paying your taxes and doing everything, like there's genuinely no problem. So I don't know why are people so worried. But then again, depends. Now, if they put in the Irish or the English test, that could change for a lot of people.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Irish or English that you have to have proficiency, because they're both our national languages. I doubt many people applying for citizenship are going to opt for a test in Irish. But English, yeah. Obviously, is...
English you need to know.
And you think that's reasonable, do you?
Absolutely. What is the point?
Sorry, tell us your story. Tell us your story. Did you get Irish citizenship, or what happened with yourself?
No, not yet. I am here for 10 years now. Well, 9, I think. 9, actually. And I'm married to an EU citizen, so he's not Irish. He's from the European Union. And so he has the right to live and travel anywhere within the European Union with his documents. And I got here, got my work visa, sorted all of that out, got the the permanent residency thing now on 10 years, bought the house. We have a child and another one on the way. And as soon as that gets resolved, we'll be looking into getting the actual citizenship.
Okay,
sorted.
So what part of the world are you from?
Serbia.
From Serbia. Okay. So it's a non-EU country.
Exactly.
And you would be treated the same as somebody coming from Africa or from New Zealand, like that lady, as a non-EU citizen. So how important then, Svetlana, is it for you to get Irish citizenship? And are you going to apply for it?
Well, I am. Yeah, definitely. It is like one of the main priorities that I have in life, specifically because you can't really do much or go anywhere with Serbian passport. Like, he can go to UK and, for example, I'd have to get a visa. And to get a visa, I'd have to go through all the different embassies and everything, which I tried to do because I needed to sort something in the Serbian embassy in London, which is the closest one. But I couldn't, because they kept sending me over to apply for it in Belgrade, which is the capital of Serbia. And like, I'm not there. So it's a really big thing. It would help out a lot with like travel and those little bits and pieces and administration when you need to resolve.
Have you applied for citizenship?
No, not yet. So we only settled in the house, and now the second baby's coming in. So it's not the right moment for next year or two.
Okay, so I'm curious. You said you're here 9 years, and even during that 9 years, you'd never thought of applying for citizenship.
No, I did. I did. That's essentially the ultimate goal. Like, after you get your permanent residency, there's nothing else for you essentially to do unless you're going to go for the citizenship. So it has been on the agenda essentially since the moment I stepped foot in Ireland. But it's just, so first 5 years I was on the work permit. After that, I got a bit confused about the system and what needs to be done and everything. So then I got the citizenship, I believe, 2 years ago. And that was when we bought the house. So we needed that as like one of the things to get the house. The bank otherwise wouldn't allow the loan. So that was resolved then, and we're still kind of settling in, figuring it out. So as soon as we get that done, Citizenship is definitely. So
for you, this residency period doesn't really cause an issue because you're here more than the 8 years that they're talking about now. But you also don't believe it's a major issue extending the time that somebody has to be living in the country from 5 years to 8 years. You don't see that as an issue.
Well, not particularly, because it essentially gives you more time to prepare everything and like to have more funds in the bank, for example, to prove that you're self-sufficient, that you're not a burden on the state, that you're not taking any social welfare, to make sure that you're actually like building your life properly and that you have stuff to show for it, because nobody's going to deny you citizenship if you can prove that well, wording is a bit odd here, but that you're worthy, essentially.
Okay, all right. So this is one of your goals. Ireland is now your home, I assume. You don't intend leaving, and you want to become part of the country and become a citizen.
Yes.
Okay. Stay with me for a second, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Georgette, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Georgette?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. Not a bother. Thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I was saying that that my husband's here. We've been living here 24 years. We have 4 children, 2 of our own, 2 fostered. Our children are 28, 26, 10, 15, 18, sorry. And he pays taxes. He has a job. We own our own home. But the price of the citizenship for him, well, I'm an Irish citizen, so it doesn't bother me. But for him, it's £1,200. And when you're raising children and paying bills and paying a mortgage and paying taxes, you just don't have any spare money for that. I think it should be a different rate for people that are actually married to an Irish citizen and are living here and have their own properties and stuff.
Okay, so so where is he originally from?
He's originally from England.
Okay.
So he's English.
So he's English, okay. Again, the same rule applies whether you're English or Slovakian or wherever. Mm. If you're applying for Irish citizenship, the same rule applies. And in fact, I know an Englishman, a friend of mine, who was granted Irish citizenship only last year, but it took him years to get it. But so you believe that the €1,200 is a lot to ask?
It's a lot to ask of a working family in Ireland. I think it's just an awful lot to ask. Because you can always be paying for college for your kids, so you put that money to that rather than to citizenship. It's always on the back burner. It's the last thing you do. So my kids this year actually have chipped together and they got the money for their daddy to get his citizenship now. So he had to go through the right lane where you go on holidays.
And is that all it is for your husband, that he doesn't have to go into the non-EU queue in Malaga Airport?
It's that, and going places and just seeing, because he loves Ireland, like he supports the Irish teams, he encourages the kids to learn Irish, he's an Irish person, like anybody who's seen thinks I'm English and he's Irish, like he's just Irish.
But I'm curious to know why. I mean, it doesn't really make that much difference, bar the queue in the airport, an Irish passport or a British passport, does it?
Well, he can vote in Irish elections, he can vote in the EU elections and stuff like that. He's lost all his EU status now, because England's left the EU as well.
I know, which is what leaves him in the queue in the airport in Spain.
Yeah, and everything like that. But he just wants to be Irish.
All right. And obviously your kids would love that for him as well.
Absolutely love it for him. That's why they collected all the money together for it. So we have it in the bank. I just feel like it should be different if you're married to Irish people and you're living in the country. It should be a different route.
Okay, so the €1,200 charge, what do you think of the new rule that would mean somebody has to be in the country 5 years, 8 years rather than the current 5? Now, obviously, that wouldn't impact on your husband because he's been here donkey's years.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't impact on him. But again, there's not much difference between 8 and 5. I think that's just a political thing, just to say we did it. And so next year they can say immigration is down or people becoming citizens are down because they've increase that length of time. I think that's just political. It's not to do with anything else.
But can you understand why, for example, the lady from New Zealand, we paid her message at the start of this, she's basically saying it just adds to uncertainty.
It does, for her in particular, because she's going on maternity leave now, so she'll be getting state benefits. So does that proclaim her, she has to start 8 years again? So anytime she gets pregnant, she has to wait 8 more years before she can become an Irish citizen. That's just ridiculous.
All right, Georgette. So when would you hope that your husband would... has he applied now with that money that the kids
He's applying for it at the minute, so hopefully next year.
Okay, very good. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Martin can't come on today.
Afternoon, lads. Let's just get this straight here right now. These new measures aren't being brought in to hinder that Serbian lady that's on there or somebody from New Zealand. This is to weed out people just like Joseph Pushka. People like that. People who are coming just on a welfare holiday, on the gravy train. They have no intention of learning English, no intention of blending in, no intention of working to get rid of them. That's what this is being brought in for. It's not being brought in for people who are coming here, genuinely working, genuinely contributing to society. It's to weed out the scum. So that's basically what it is. So I think we're all getting a bit ahead of ourselves and a small bit excited over nothing, really. Over something that maybe should have been done years ago.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobahead. How are you today?
Good. Been a while. Not a bother. What did you want to say on this? Some people not happy at all that the length of time you have to be in Ireland before you can apply for citizenship has gone from 5 to 8 years.
Well, I agree with what Martin had to say there just before I come on, Adrian. People like that lady there should have nothing to worry about. They really shouldn't. They're here in the right way. They're doing the right thing. But it is this thing again, isn't it? It's the likes, we keep on bringing these laws in and we don't implement them. Like, according to EU law, if you're in the country 6 months and you don't contribute, you should be gone home. We have hundreds of thousands of people in this country breaking that law all the time, and the government are not implementing the laws to get rid of them.
So the point being that if you're even an EU citizen, the government does have a right to turf you back out again if you're living off the state.
But they don't. So they're not following the rules as they are. Adrian, you're not a kind way. So why do we trust that even if they bring this stuff in 8 years' time, no matter what it is, that they're going to implement the laws around it? You know, there's no faith in this government at all anymore and anything that they say. You know, like, it's, to my mind, like I said, the Pushka thing again, in the country, contributed nothing, was given the fucking world. And they're still here. Now we're housing them in prison at our expense.
No, that's true.
No right to be here in the first place after the 6 month period when he should have been shunned, should have been sent home, back to where you come from, buddy. Like the Roma gypsies in this country, they contribute nothing. We give them everything and they rob us fucking blind and we don't deport any of them. So like I said, and like what Martin said there, people in this country the right way, like them two ladies that were on before, they should have absolutely nothing to worry about.
But sorry, how can you deport an EU citizen? Roma, gypsies?
You can, Jeremy.
And by the way, I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but I'm just saying, what grounds could you...
If they're living off social welfare, yeah. If
you go
You go to Spain tomorrow and you sign on the dole for over 6 months, you'll be kindly asked to leave.
So that's the thing, Jared. We have laws around all this anyway, and we have consequences for not abiding by these things, but we don't implement them. We don't send people home. And when we do, even the cost of sending a plane out of the country is fucking exorbitant. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. But there's one issue that I really do have with people that are given Irish passports in this country. And it's when you see them all jumping around and they're all asked, which country is better, Ireland or the country that you came from? And they all say that the country that they came from is better than Ireland.
That's okay to say, though.
To leave a country, to come to this country, to better yourself and to get everything that you're offered here, Irish passports.
But if you then say the country
you left is better.
Jonathan, if you heard the opposite, so say Irish people living in Australia, and if they, what if they didn't, if they said Australia is better, you'd be disgusted.
I wouldn't. I think that they went over there to better themselves in the country that invited them in. And if they, and that's the country that they get citizenship in and passports in, and it's given them the life that they chased, then why wouldn't you think that country's better than the one that you left?
That's bullshit. That's absolutely...
Well, according to you, that's bullshit, but in my opinion, it's not.
So my best friend who lives in the States and has been living there over 25 years and is a naturalised citizen over there and has worked and contributed, he still prefers Ireland. And
but why is he not here?
Why is he not here? Because he has a job, he has a family over there.
So America is better for him.
No, so at the time it is.
But so why isn't he back now, though? If he loves this country so much, why isn't he here contributing to Jeremy?
Why aren't all the Irish who are celebrating Christmas Day on Bondi Beach, why are they not back in Ireland?
No, again, like I said, if they are outwardly saying that the country that they left that was worse, that was bad for them, and they came here and we gave them everything, gave them the benefits and the startups, and they're saying that the country they left is better than here, and they much prefer the country that they left, but yet they're here.
Yeah. But I mean, that annoys me sometimes as well. I saw someone on one of those Finglas Facebook pages the other day, yeah? And she was clearly a foreign national by her name on Facebook. And she simply put up a post on one of these Finglas pages, and she was given out about antisocial behaviour in the area, which Finglas. And every single comment, if you don't like it, go back to where you came. It's okay. It's okay to give out as well about the country.
If you're in the community, Jeremy, and you have a problem with the community, and you're in and you're living there, like say, doing everything you're supposed to, of course you'd have an opinion. You have to voice your opinion. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. Of course you should.
But why are people always told, go back to where you came from if you complain about this?
Because it's this stupid, lazy argument. Then it's a quick response to a thing like that. Nobody gives it any thought. They just say these stupid things. Because it's the easy... It's like the lefties, anything you say against them, you're a Nazi. You're a racist. You're far right. They won't engage in the conversation. They just try to shut it down with name-calling or stupid little statements like that. You know, but like I said, the girls that are on there earlier on, they should have nothing to worry about. They're here, and anyone that comes into this country through the front door and does it all the right way should have nothing to worry about. But could you two honestly put your hand in your heart and tell me that all of this Irish citizenship we've given out in this country in the last 15, 20 years have all gone through the process properly and have all met the requirements that it takes to become an Irish citizen?
Here's the thing. There haven't been much requirements other than you've been in the country.
Do you reckon that they've all... They've been in the country for 5 years and have worked for all 4 years you've been here.
Here's what I can say. Anybody I know, and I know lots of people who've become Irish citizens, anybody I know who's become an Irish citizen in the last 30 years at those big events that they have, any one of those are all professional, law-abiding citizens who've contributed to this.
That you know, and I'm not disputing what you know. What the ones you don't know?
Why, do you think they're giving them to...
Look, Jeremy, it's like this. I said it to you before, right? It's like the fact you can come into this country from anywhere in the world and you can vote in our local elections. That's ridiculous to my mind. Absolutely fucking ridiculous that you can wander into a country, not do a thing in it except to be here, and you get to vote in local elections by who represents the people in that community. And now they can't do the general elections yet, but I think that's what the big push for the passports was to get a voting base in, because they're running out of Irish people that will vote for them. Now, that's just me, you know, in my opinion, from what's been happening and the way it's been happening.
It's a little bit of a stretch, but let me ask
you... Okay, Adrian, but come on. Look, okay, lots of things have been happening.
Let me ask you your reaction to the fact that 25,000 people became new Irish citizens last year. It's a big amount of people. Do you think it should be even tougher?
Yeah, I think it should be. Again, if you're in the country legally and you're doing everything the right way, 10, 15, 5, 8 years shouldn't matter.
Of course it should matter. You're living in... Why? Because you're in limbo. You can't... You're bringing up kids. Obviously, you can't put...
And if one of your kids' parents is actually Irish and you're married, they're Irish children. They will get their passports.
The point is, a lot of people are very unwilling to start a family and, you know, literally make this place their home forever if they know that there is a chance that they could be sent back home.
But again, Jeremy, this is not America. Everyone's getting caught up in this fucking America. We don't throw anyone out of this country. You can murder people and stab them and rape them, and we don't throw you out of this country. Well, so, you know,
well, they're not,
people
they're,
like that have nothing to worry about.
Well, no, well, Callaghan has been... There have been deportations.
Where's the number? He said it was going to be low. How many has he deported? It's not, Jeremy. It's just, again, it's a fucking optic is what it is. It's an optic. It's got to say something. Like the plane we sent out the last time, what was it? 12, 14, 15 people, and it cost us how much? But it made the national RTE all over. Oh, we're deporting people. But the same day that they deported that amount of people, twice as many come in.
All right, Jonathan, stay there for 1 second because you might be interested in what our next caller has to say. And that's you, Ed. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, guys.
Your issue is the fact that you are charged to be processed to be granted Irish citizenship. And we heard earlier on that that charge is about 1,200 quid.
Yeah, and I agree with that. The other woman that was on, I heard bits of what she was saying. The fact that she's married and she has to pay like that, I'm disgusted for her. Like, you know what I mean? It's an absolute disgrace. If you're married to an Irish man, you shouldn't really do that.
Well, in fact, in the story that she was telling, she was married to an English man and he's applying for Irish citizenship and it'll cost €1,200. What, you don't believe he should be charged at all?
Well, why should you be? Like, just like you're getting an Irish passport. Like, you know, if you're applying for citizenship, why should you be? And like, just like you're getting, like, I give an example in my voice note. Like, a friend of mine, he's married to a woman from Peru, and she didn't need a visa to enter this country because he's an EU citizen. And she's not an EU citizen, but because she's married to him, she didn't need visa. So why? My point is, why do you have to pay if you don't need visa to enter a EU country if you're an EU citizen?
Because you're talking about something completely different. Citizenship is a completely different thing than being allowed to stay in the country.
But what's the money going towards?
Obviously, the processing of it, too. There are staff involved in processing the whole thing. That doesn't come
so
free.
You believe citizenship should be given free, Ed?
Yeah. Like, why? Like, the government is getting an awful lot of money anyway from the taxes and all that kind of thing. Why should you fucking pay for a citizenship? I'm fuming right
well, if
now.
But if you don't want it, don't apply. If you don't want to pay, then don't apply to be a citizen. In other words, what I'm getting at is it costs money to process the citizenship application, and getting Irish citizenship is a privilege, and some people believe it's a privilege that you should have to pay for.
And like I heard this on the radio as well. Do you have like, okay, I agree to knowing English, but do you have to know Irish as well?
No,
like
the language, no, only English. English or Irish, not both.
Okay.
Sure, Jesus, half the population of Ireland doesn't have command of the Irish language. No, it's English or Irish.
Okay, because I did hear on the radio that they were talking about knowing Irish as well. So I thought you had to know.
No. Okay, one or the other. And as I said, half the population of Ireland doesn't have a good command of the Irish language anyhow. But sorry, Ed, just to go back to the point, you believe that people who are working here, contributing to society, paying their taxes, and then applying for Irish citizenship, they should not be charged for that application.
At least not be charged or charged a discount. Not like, especially if you're married. Like,
you know, Ed, I know there's people listening. I don't know what to, we'll go to John, back to Jonathan. It's like he's probably falling off his chair. I know there's people now listening to this who will be literally losing their mind over you saying citizenship to Ireland should be free.
Well, get me on to them.
I know they're here.
Yeah. Jonathan, what do you say to that? He believes that you should not be charged to apply for citizenship.
What a ridiculous thing to say. Ed, if I go to reapply for my passport tomorrow, I have to pay for that. As an Irish citizen born and raised in this country with generations of grandparents behind me, I have to pay for that. And the benefits of an Irish citizenship far outweigh €1,200 to get it in the first place, if you have it. Nonsense. This everything for free for everybody. See what I mean, boys? Everything for free. And who's going to pay for it all? Majority of Irish people that are working in the country. And we're getting fucking hammered all around us, left and center. Where is all my taxes going, Ed, and all your taxes going? It's not here to benefit the likes of me and you to get up in the morning and going to work.
So even if you are an Irish citizen, you're saying you have to pay for the passport yourself?
Yeah, of course you have to pay.
Yeah, if I renew my passport tomorrow, I have to pay for it.
Why, do you think you get a passport for free?
See, the entitlement, Adrian, that's what it is. Everything for fucking free.
And let me ask you, Ed, are you an Irish citizen?
No, but I kept on meaning to apply for citizenship because I've been living here for more than 20 years now, at least 20 years.
Okay. And are you going to apply?
I'm thinking of it, yeah.
Okay. And you don't believe that having lived here for 20 years that you should have to pay for your for your application for citizenship?
Okay, well, I'm not married. So I.
Who should pay for it?
For myself personally, I don't care. But I'm just saying, for people who are married to, like, say to an Irish person, or they shouldn't be paying for it.
This is ridiculous. Don't pay for it. All the benefits and privileges that come with that passport, and he doesn't want to pay for it.
Okay, Ed, you're living here how many years? You say 20 years.
I'm not saying personally myself, I'm saying for other people who are married.
No, anybody that wants it.
How long are you living here, Ed? 20 years, is it?
I've moved here in 2005.
Okay, have you been paying tax? Have you been contributing to society since you got here?
Yeah, I have.
But can you not see the logic of having to pay for citizenship? How can you not see that? The logic of having to pay for the privilege. I mean, you have to be able to see that, Ed, come on.
Because if the government, if we are pay, if people are paying for taxes as well, that's more than enough. Like, government is getting enough money in this country anyway.
Ed, no one's going to argue with that. The problem is, where is all the money going? It's getting poured into money pits like the Children's Hospital that will never operate properly. It's getting poured into places like the Ukraine. It's getting poured into places all over the fucking world. We're up working hard for it, and we're going to be left to freeze to death in the winter ahead of us, because the fuel has gone through the roof, and this government has said that they're not going to give us any subsidies towards this. So, you know, yeah, where's all the taxes going? Because it's not for Irish people.
Sorry, I do agree that you know, an awful lot of money has been sent to Ukraine and all that. And like, yeah, I do agree on that. That it, you know,
and at the same time, right, we build modular homes in this country for all the Ukrainians that come over here. Build the modular homes to a massive cost to the Irish people. And this government was talking about sending them homes to the Ukraine when the Ukrainians all went home after the war. Because we don't fucking need anything like that in this country for our own people that are suffering, or people that are coming in genuinely.
We're kind of getting off the point of the, of the conversation.
It's the entitlement thing again, though.
I get it. Let me ask you, Ed, you're not an Irish citizen, so what passport do you travel on?
Lithuanian.
And obviously, you have to renew your Lithuanian passport, yeah?
Yeah, and when I was in Lithuania there last year, I had to renew it, yeah.
And I'm sure you had to pay for it.
I don't think I did.
You don't think you paid for your Lithuanian passport?
Well,
that's something you'd either know or you wouldn't know.
Just to address something, Anne-Marie just messaged there and says, how does someone, she's talking about Ed, how does someone stay in the country for so long and not apply for citizenship? Because he's a EU citizen, Anne-Marie. Lithuania is a member of the EU, so he's
able. So it's not as big a deal. Yeah, so, but again, sorry, Ed, are you telling me you get free passports in Lithuania? I doubt it very much.
Well, I'm sure not, but I can't remember if I paid for it or not out of my own pocket anyway.
I would have thought you'd remember. Sorry, if anybody's from Lithuania, I assume Lithuania, you actually pay for your passport.
Ed, you're pissing off a lot of people here, and we'll get them onto you in a second, because I know you're raring to go. But just to make it clear, did that man, because someone's been messaging, did that man say he wants Irish citizenship for free? Did you say that?
I didn't say that personally for myself, but I'm saying for anyone that are married to.
Okay, so like that lady, Georgette, who was on earlier on, she's married to an Englishman. He has to pay £1,200 to get a passport or to get citizenship. You don't think he should have to because he's married to an Irish woman?
Yes.
Okay. And Ed, you were talking to Jonathan. You couldn't believe that Jonathan had to pay for his passport. Can I just tell you, you do have to pay for a Lithuanian passport. You don't get them for free.
Well, all right. Well, we're kind of getting off the point here now.
We're not really. You were going mad earlier on saying, Jonathan, it's unbelievable that you had to pay for your passport. You also had to pay for your Lithuanian one as well.
No, one gets a free.
Nobody gets a free passport.
Maybe OAPs. No, they don't.
My dad only got one a few weeks ago. No, yeah, of course you have to pay for it. So I don't know where you're coming from here, Ed.
£1,200 is a lot of money, though, for citizenship. I'm not agreeing.
It's not really. It's actually not. It does take. Firstly, as we said, getting Irish citizenship is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
And the whole process of submitting your paperwork and all that all takes staff to run that whole. 25,000 people.
That's a lot of paperwork.
Got citizenship last year. That's a lot of paperwork.
Okay, yeah, someone from Lithuania just said Lithuanian passports are not free. The standard state fee starts at £50 inside Lithuania and 140 outside. So you probably paid £140 for your passport.
But yeah.
Do you consider yourself Irish, though?
Yeah, because like I've been living here for like over 20 years now.
So you do consider yourself like, Irish, but
I live in my home now. So like even when I come back to Lithuania, I don't feel home anymore. Like when I come back to Ireland, I feel home.
Okay, so your home is Ireland. You are Irish, yeah. So
yeah, I consider myself Irish anyway, even though I don't have citizenship yet.
But you only think you should get the citizenship for free if you marry an Irish woman.
I believe that you should get a discount.
So what discount?
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, what discount, just so we can all see what you're talking about, okay? What discount are you talking about? Speaking to you personally, you're a Lithuanian citizen, you're an EU citizen, you're here legally, completely legal here. How much should you have to pay for the privilege of the Irish passport?
Well, at least...
Don't say 50 quid now.
I wouldn't say... Like, so you have to pay 1,200, is it? But at least, I'd say, even 500 isn't enough. Why 1,200? At least 500. So not even at least 500 or 300, not 1,200. Jesus Christ.
All right, Ed. How you can't remember having paid for your Lithuanian passport, I don't really understand, but you didn't get it for free. Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm fuming. Right. I'm absolutely fuming.
Tell me why.
That's what I am. Listening to this prick. Is he after lifting the lid on something else the government are giving them free? Passports?
No, there's no free passports.
Are you sure? Because he sounds to me like he hasn't got a clue where his passport came from or how he paid for anything.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't remember paying for his passport. I can't get my head around, Ed, how you thought you got a Lithuanian passport for nothing.
It just doesn't add up. This doesn't add up now. And I think the lid is getting lifted here on even more what these people are getting.
Someone tag Gavin Pepper in this podcast. There'll be war.
Do you know what? Jeremy, I fucking hate him, right? I hate that man that you're talking about there. He's a prick. But you know what? I'd love to ring him. I'd love to ring him and say, have a listen to this now today.
Someone tag Pepper in this podcast. Now, that's, by the way, he didn't get... Well, hang on, we're not lifting the lid on anything. First of all, Ed...
Come on now.
No, he didn't get it free. I just don't know how he doesn't remember. Well, there's lots of things.
How the hell would you not know how much you paid for your passport
The Irish government ain't going to pay Ed for a Lithuanian passport. That's like, you can't go up to the Irish.
I know that, but what I'm saying, like, how the fuck does he think he didn't pay for his passport?
I don't know, but he does. But he doesn't.
What the hell?
But he doesn't think... I mean, Ed, I assume at some stage you will want to become an Irish citizen, will you?
Yeah, I've been meaning to actually apply for it.
But you obviously didn't know much.
I see,
you obviously didn't know much it was going to cost you.
No, I'm only after finding it out now.
I'm sure you'll go to social welfare and they look after you. I'm sure they will.
No, which is, it's not that simple. But anyway, Samantha, let me ask you.
I don't know. I think it is that simple for these people. That's why there's so fucking many of these people in their country.
Yeah, but you don't consider Ed one of those people, as you call them, do you?
No, I do.
Yeah, he's here since what
did you not hear what he just said? He actually doesn't know what day of the week it is, I don't think, to be honest with you, listening to him there today. Does he know what day it is?
I'm sure I didn't even know what I had for breakfast this morning. What age were you when you came here, Ed? What age were you when you came here, Ed?
Seven.
He's here since he was seven.
Are you sure about that, Ed? No. Who told you you were seven when you came? Who told you? Can you not hear me? Well, I shout a bit louder. No, you don't curse at me, Ed. You're not talking to your wife, your mother, your sister, or your kids. You're talking to me. So don't use that language to me. You should care, Ed. You should care. So don't use that language to me. I told you this before. If you want to speak to me, you speak properly without using any type of language apart from the English language that I can listen to without your vulgarness. You're talking to a woman here.
I don't care who I'm talking
speak.
To.
Well, you better speak properly to me and have respect for me. You are in my country, living by my rules. Okay, Ed? You're talking to an Irish woman here, not some fool from your own country.
Let me ask you...
And these women here, we don't take your shit.
Samantha, let me ask you your opinion on some, not all, but some people who want to apply for Irish citizenship, unhappy that they have to now be in the country for 8 years rather than five.
I love them. Well, they have to be assessed, find out who they are. We should be looking into them, seeing what they've done in their own countries, why they're here, and would we allow them in properly. And that's why you should take that length of time, to make sure we're letting the right people in. The people that are going to work, pay taxes, and going to bring something to our country. Not the ones that are sitting on the dole and expecting to get everything for nothing.
Okay, but generally speaking, the people applying for Irish citizenship are people who are working, are people who have made a life for themselves here and who contribute to our
society.
And
that's okay. And that's good.
But they are the ones that are, in some cases, complaining about having to wait 8 years rather than five before they can apply for citizenship.
Tough shit. Get over it, that bridge. Build a bridge and get over it. Tough shit. Air country, air rules. Fuck off. You're not happy.
Say it as it is there, Samantha. 0858252626 is our number. Let me bring in Kathy with her opinion.
Hi, guys. Sorry I can't come on. I am listening. Very interesting topic. I'm really struggling to understand what the problem here is. So I took the liberty of Googling Serbia and to get a Serbian passport there, 6 years, with a multitude of criteria that we don't ask for. New Zealand, 5 years. Okay, we're increasing to 8. But they have a multitude of criteria that, again, we don't ask for. If you leave the country for 4 months, you have to start over again. We don't inflict that. We don't have any of that. And in regard to paying, if you want to be an Irish citizen, you'll pay. Again, struggling to understand how somebody was here 24 years and is complaining about a 1,250 quid a year, really, when you break it down. So, look, if you want the citizenship and you want the privileges that go with the citizenship, do your waiting time and pay your fee. It's as simple as that. I don't think it's unrealistic to go from 5 to 8 years.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hiya, Matt. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
Do you want a free passport, Lee?
I know, like a scarf. I actually can't get over your man, Ed, because the sense of entitlement is unreal.
And by the way, we looked it up, and nobody is exempt from I thought old age pensioners would
No, they're not.
Which they should.
No, he is.
Yeah, no.
You get charged for everything, lad. Everything. Nothing is free. Nothing. You know, like, and I don't get what, I do not understand this marriage thing or anything. Why do people even think because you're married you have more of a sense of entitlement again?
Because you look, I don't know if you heard the first woman that was on this podcast, is she a solicitor agent? She's a solicitor, yeah? And her
from New Zealand, living here in Ireland 3 years.
And her job, she has a very important job. She helps stop evictions, people being evicted. So she's helping Irish people. She's married to him. Why should she have to pay for citizenship?
Well, like, no, I think it's a privilege. And I think if we, like, you have to flip the coin in the sense that as an Irish person born or bred here, if I went to someone else's country, I wouldn't dream of saying, right, I'm in your country, I want it for free because I'm not shacking up with one of your lads from that country. And I'm here, say, before the law changed, I'm here only a wet day, 5 years. Why do I think I'm entitled and can override a single person? If we're both going into the country the legal, correct way, and entering it the right way, and we're paying tax, and we're working, and we want to better ourselves, that's it. Pay the damn fee and respect the country's rules that are in place, and that's it. And if you want it bad enough, pay the damn fee. If you don't, back off. You know, I just don't. This is what sickens me, and I think a lot of Irish people are sick with this sense of entitlement. I want to be housed. I want this. I don't live in a grey area. And there's background given out about antisocial behaviour. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But to think that you have a priority over other people, children, partner, whatever the case is, you don't. You have to join the list. You have to join the queues.
Okay,
is.
So
this
people
is what boils my blood.
Okay, people complaining, like, that they have to wait a longer time now before they can apply for Irish citizenship, leading to the more uncertain existence while they're here waiting. You obviously think they've no right to complain. Tough.
It is what it is. You're in this country and there are the rules. The same way if I went to your country, I'd have to adhere to your rules. Like, I just don't get that. What are you complaining about? Like, in the sense that, okay, look, I'm Irish born and bred, so I'm not in a bracket of other people. I understand that, right? But it's not a whole huge big price to pay. An additional 3 years, they could have easily doubled it with the current situation that we're in, where there's people coming in with ill intent and not contributing positively to society. So, in all honesty, they could have easily hiked it up to 10. So, I would take the additional 3 years and just shut my face and say nothing. and thank, just bless myself and saying, right, they did it an additional 3 years. It could have been worse.
Okay.
And well, if I want that, and what about the argument that country bad enough?
Okay. Like, and what about the argument that the €1,200 fee is too much?
I'll get a grip. Like, seriously, lads, up to 5 or 8 years, if you're here and you're working and you earn a wage, how is that a lot to pay for the privileges you get of that country?
Right,
for what you get, and you want to stay here, and if your children are saying, in that case, that person has a partner or children here, I wouldn't complain. If I had citizenship and I could avail, and my children were availing of medical, education system, everything, I pay the $1,200, and thanks be to God, it's not more. No. I just think the sense of entitlement is sickening.
Thanks very much indeed for your call, Lee. I have to bring in some more opinions. Anne Marie is on Opinions Matter.
Good evening, folks. I actually think Irish citizenship should be harder to obtain, not easier. So I think this is a good move. At present, most of the applicants can seek naturalisation just after 5 years of what is called reckonable legal residence. 5 years is not a demanding threshold for something as permanent and valuable as a citizenship in an EU country. Someone can arrive on an employment permit, build up the necessary residence, and I think they have to have a PRSI record, and then become eligible for citizenship. And then if they become redundant, then they can start claiming off the welfare state. So I think that's why the citizenship should represent obviously a lasting commitment to Ireland. It's not that they come in here and they can claim benefits. And I also think Ireland needs to look much more closely at how the employment permits are being issued. I read the policy, I actually went and read the policies, and it says that jobs should be first offered to suitably qualified Irish and other EU citizens before they recruit non-EU citizens or non-Irish. But that doesn't seem to be happening. We can see in the market now, like, for example, just the other day, or was it today or yesterday, they were talking about all the jobs that were offered by the Cork University Hospital, and then they withdrew them. So why are we bringing in all these foreign nationals in positions like nurses and doctors, and then all our young people, all our new fresh graduates, and all are heading off to places like Australia and New Zealand and so on? So I think that is not right. I think that the government really need to scrutinise why permits are being handed out when we have local people or we have EU citizens that should be offered the job first. So I think when you look at citizenship rules internationally, then I think Ireland's current system is very, very easy. Like, for example, if you look at India, it takes 12 years to get a citizenship, and 11 of those must be aggregated during 14 years before they can even get naturalization. Singapore, you have to go through a permanent residency process first. New Zealand is probably a little bit closer. We can look at the different countries, but Ireland is one of the easier ones, you know. So I think we need to make it a bit more stringent, not just look merely at the years that they spend there, but whether it's genuine. So, for example, if you are married to an Irish person, then I think it should be easier for the spouse to get citizenship. But if you're coming from another country and you've got no linkage to Ireland at all, I don't think you should be able to just walk into citizenship just after 5 years of having a work permit. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, particularly when you can then become unemployed and then start sponging off the welfare state. So I think this is a good move, increasing it. In fact, I think they should increase it to 10 years, not 8.
All right, Anne-Marie, thank you very much indeed for your podcast within a podcast. And we'll finish up.
But calm down with the 10 years. That's ridiculous.
We'll finish off with Robbie.
This change from 5 to 8 years is complete bollocks. What's going to happen is once it's changed to 8 years, you'll have all the racists and fuckwits out there calling for 10 years. Change it to 10 years, they'll want 12 years. Change it to 12, they'll want 15. And on and on and on. It's just bullshit. I am okay with the English test part of it, though.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Robbie. Well, you heard in the message before you from Anne-Marie, she is already calling for 10 years, not just the 8. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Opinions Matter, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.